The World Cup with William Hill.
The Punt Daily Podcast. Listen at news.williamhill.com, on Audioboom, or subscribe by iTunes or your preferred podcast provider.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the William Hill World Cup Daily Podcast, looking ahead to the ninth day of action at the World Cup, the matches taking place on Thursday. We've got some big matches to look forward to as well. We've got five-time world champions Brazil in action. They take on Costa Rica, and they're still bidding for their first win of the tournament. We'll get some thoughts on that game very shortly. We've also got Nigeria, who take on Iceland. Should be a colourful game, if nothing else. Nigeria, one of the best kits at the World Cup, and Iceland, with that Icelandic clap, that game could be one of the more interesting at the World Cup in terms of a spectacle. And we've also got a pretty tight affair possibly in hand when Serbia take on Switzerland. We've got those three games to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton. I'll be in the presenter's chair throughout this podcast. And earlier on, I was joined by Lee Phelps to look ahead to these games. Let's start with the first game of the day, the 1 p.m. kickoff, Brazil against Costa Rica.
The World Cup with William Hill.
We're live for every second of the tournament with in-place stats, best bets and updates from our World Cup reporters. Listen and bet at williamhill.com or on the app.
The World Cup on InPlay Radio.
Well, moving on to Friday's games at the World Cup then. We start at 1 o'clock with Brazil against Costa Rica. Brazil 2-11 in the market. The draw 11-2, Costa Rica are 16-1. Mark Walton joined by Lee Phelps to look ahead to the game in the atmosphere of the office. Plenty of people excited. World Cup games going on right now as well. We saw Brazil in the first game, Lee. Looked really good for the first 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Then it kind of just fell away from them. They drew 1-1 with Switzerland. Costa Rica lost 1-0 to Serbia without really offering too much of a goal threat. Is this a good chance for Brazil to get the 3 points in the bag and really kick on from this point?
I think they need to. I think, you know, like a few of the other teams, they started with a bit of a sluggish start. Like you said, when they... first 20 minutes or so, you had Neymar pinging it around, everything looked good, and then suddenly this kind of went off the boil. But let's not forget, Switzerland aren't, you know, they're no mugs, are they? We don't want to make Switzerland out to be this kind of, you know, minnow team. Now I think Costa Rica are, and I think Costa Rica do struggle. You know, look at some of the friendlies. Obviously we saw them in the game at Elland Road against England, fairly limited. They went into that off the back of a 3-0 win against Northern Ireland, but yeah, I think Brazil will be targeting this. They need to be fair, because yeah, you know, they can't be going, you know, any further in the competition without getting a win here. You know, suddenly they'll, you know, if they draw this, for instance, they're suddenly in a bit of bother. You know, Serbia top the group before this game's played, obviously with Brazil in second, so they really do need a win. And I think they'd be kicking themselves if they didn't beat Costa Rica. They've won 9 of the 10 previous internationals against Costa Rica. They lost in a friendly in March 1960, so they usually get the job done. Third meeting between the two in the World Cups a few years ago. There's a 5-2 victory in 2002. I'd expect Brazil to at least win by a two-player margin here. I think, you know, Neymar looked good, like the team did, for 20 minutes, then kind of went off the boil a little bit. Really impressed by Coutinho, as ever. That goal against Switzerland, which was a beauty, was his 11th for Brazil. And 5 of those have come from outside the box, so it might be a decent Euro shout for Coutinho to score from outside the area again. I think it's time for them to kind of finally rid themselves of that World Cup kind of stigma of the Germany defeat. I know they've been on this brilliant unbeaten run ever since then, but they need a win here, and I think they'll go for it.
The Coutinho goal that you mentioned as well, that was the most Coutinho goal you could ever get, wasn't it? The way he just opened his body up and whipped it. It was going about six or seven yards wide before it curled back in.
It's like his FIFA goal, isn't it? You know, yeah, you always got a FIFA goal. It's like, that's it. You know, oh yeah, he's going to get it. He's going to bang it. Yeah, it's like a tapping for him now.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, I'm just going to curl this in the top corner. Yeah, fine. Well done, Philip.
We do have enhanced odds for Coutinho as well. Him to score and Brazil to win. That was 11-8. We pushed that out to 6-4. Also, him just to score first in the game. 9-2 out to 11-2. That, of course, would have landed in the previous game. Gabriel Jesus, I want to mention him as well. Him to score in both halves. That's a big price at 11-1 now, enhanced from 9-1. I feel like he could have a big impact on this tournament. We've seen him in flashes for Man City before, his injuries and such. Against a defence like this that they're going to get against Costa Rica, I think it's a prime target for him to go and bag himself a few World Cup goals.
Yeah, I agree, and I think like the way I'm looking at this is maybe even like a 3-0 win for Brazil. You know, just get the job done, get stuck in, don't let up. I think Costa Rica will allow them that. You look at those Costa Rica games that I was talking about earlier on, there are goals in there. So yeah, I think if you're looking for scorers in this, you're looking for, you know, players who are going to score goals and lots of goals in the match as well. Yep. So I wouldn't put anyone off that. He scored in the friendly against Austria. Did Jesus, Neymar got one, Coutinho got one. It's the same people we're talking about. You look at the 2-0 win against Croatia just at the start of June. Neymar got one there. Firmino, we haven't mentioned him either. Jesus scored, you know, way back in March against Germany in a friendly. So, you know, it's always the same kind of players. You always got, you know, one of those kind of three or four who are scoring. I expect them to kind of get back to what we know of Brazil and rack some goals up. 3-0, correct score is 5-1, which is short, isn't it? It's, you know, 2-0 is the favourite here.
Yeah.
5-1 for 3-0. It's a bit short for me, that.
You can get where our traders are coming from. When Brazil to win by four or more goals is only 9-2, and that's enhanced from 18-5.
It kind of makes you want to go the other way, doesn't it? And think, well, maybe that isn't the way to go. But I'd be looking at the Euro odds markets and seeing if I could find a way in there. Like I say, I like that Coutinho to score from outside the area. The other thing about Costa Rica is that, you know, they don't score many goals. They've scored with just one of their last 31 shots at the World Cup. So, look, the plucky, they'll have a go and they'll pop the ball around. But they're not particularly great in front of goal. So I'd be looking at, Brazil to win to nil is a decent bet for me. You know, the handicaps, again, there's not an awful lot of value. It's tricky to try and find any value in the match. But, you know, just looking at Brazil minus the goals, 4-7.
So it's not the worst 4-7 shot you'll ever see.
Brazil minus 2-8-5. I could take that.
Yeah.
Then, you know, if they do get, I don't really see them winning 4-5, but, you know, you get a good run for your money there, I think. But in terms of scorers, I wouldn't put anyone off. I wouldn't be looking at Neymar odds on. I just think he's a little bit short when you've got other players. You know, Willian's another one who, you know, obviously great, you know, free kick specialist. Coutinho 29-20. I'd rather take Coutinho than Neymar at a touch of odds against. We mentioned, you know, Firmino, Jesus. Obviously, you know, team news is all important here. But you know, I think 10-11 so odds on for your man. But yeah, I think there's enough kind of value around the scorers or the handicaps to get stuck into this. But for me, Brazil minus 2, 8-5 would be my key bet.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.
Second match on Friday sees Nigeria then in action against Iceland. And once again, I was joined by Lee Phelps to get his best bets and thoughts on the match.
The World Cup with William Hill.
We're live for every second of the tournament with in-play stats, best bets and updates from our World Cup reporters. Listen and bet at williamhill.com or on the app.
The World Cup on in-play radio.
The action resumes in Group D at 4 p.m. on Friday as Nigeria take on Iceland. Nigeria 15-8, the draw 2-1. Iceland are 8-5. If you cast your minds back to the first game, Nigeria got beat by Croatia. I'm going to put my neck out here and say that's probably up there with the worst performances we've seen at the World Cup. I thought Nigeria were very poor.
Worse than Saudi Arabia?
Up there with the worst. Not quite as bad as Saudi Arabia, but I didn't think they offered very much at all, Nigeria. Croatia didn't have to get out of second gear to get a very, very comfortable 2-0 win. Iceland drew 1-1 with Argentina, of course. Great performance from them. We've seen Iceland play the underdog role quite well at the Euros. Mm-hmm. They seem to be doing it again at the World Cup. I actually think Iceland could be a bit of interest here at 8-5. I'd be looking to take Nigeria on. What about you, Lee?
I was really impressed with Iceland. You know, just the team ethic, the teamwork. There's no kind of superstars in there, but they're all, you know, when you watch them in that first match, they were back in position so well and they were throwing themselves in front of, you know, shots. So I thought they did really, really well. Really impressed with them. They were impressive in the Euros, weren't they? Obviously, you know, as England fans, you kind of saw the wrong end of that, unfortunately. But yeah, I don't think much has changed. I think they're just a very well drilled, very athletic side as well. You know, they don't mess about. I think this is kind of, unfortunately for Nigeria, they're coming up against another well-organised technical side, which probably doesn't quite suit them. Mm. I think, you know, they'd rather maybe play someone who's a little bit more freer and, you know, there's a bit more kind of, you know, to and fro in attack, where Iceland will just kind of, you know, wait and they know they'll have chances, and I think they'll be happy if they get two or three chances in the game, they'll be happy just to take one of those. I was looking straight away at the second enhanced odds on the page here. Iceland to win 2-0. I think if you go for Iceland to win, the win 2-0, was 11-4, 100-30. The only thing that doesn't help with that bet is Luke's getting a couple of Luke Elder here getting a couple of donuts. We've got some like World Cup treats here.
We've made the mistake of sitting at the treat table here, haven't we?
It's the schoolboy error, but we're out in the office recording some World Cup previews, and Luke and Dave are helping themselves to sugar ring donuts. Why not?
Custard is the best one.
Yeah. If anything says World Cup, it's a sugar ring donut.
It is.
The problem with that bet, even though I've just put it up, is that there's a stat where both teams have scored in every tournament match that Iceland have ever played in. So six matches they've played in tournaments, and both teams have always scored. Now, Nigeria didn't score against Croatia, and as you say, they weren't impressive. It's a bit of a risk, I get that, because, Iceland will have to do something they've never done in a tournament game. But I think they're improving all the time. I think they are, they're warm into this tournament. So I am looking at that. 100-30 for Iceland to win 2-0 at the minute.
Yeah, I see this in a similar mode. I think one goal probably wins this game, or certainly I'll be looking at unders on the goals here. I could see Iceland being very organised, as we've seen, and just trying to nick one at the other end with set plays and so on and so forth will come into their favour. I think they'll be resilient enough to stop Nigeria breaking them down, because I'm just trying to think out how to describe it. It was like it was all hopeful balls, and there was no real quality in there.
It's almost like there's no tactics.
Yeah,
it's just like go out there, have a laugh, and play. That's what I'm saying about that kind of coming up against a Croatia and an Iceland who have got a good structure to their play. I think that's where they'll come unstuck. Just to back up that the win 2-0 idea, Nigeria failed to score in 6 of the last 11 World Cup matches. Obviously, that goes back a few tournaments. So, however much you want to trust that kind of stat, it's completely up to you. The interesting one is the Alfred Finn Bogason, who scored in the last game. He scored in each of his last 3 appearances for Iceland. They haven't won any of those games, but 17-10 any time. I wouldn't put anyone off having a little look at that, and I think a lot of the goal scorer prices are decent here. They're still being viewed as a team who maybe aren't massive underdogs. This match is it's virtually a kind of pick-em anyway.
Yeah.
But I think because of that, you're getting some good prices if you're making your mind up and you go in for Iceland. Then I think there's some decent prices. Similarly for Nigeria, if you're making your mind up and saying no, I think Nigeria will win this, then there's some decent price about goal scorers. So I think that in Bogason 17-10, decent price. But I like the Iceland to win 2-0, 100-30.
Gylfi Sigurdsson will be one of the star names for Iceland. For him to score in Iceland to win, that's 5-1 in there. He's probably the most familiar name that you'll see.
I think he's involved in every goal in some form.
Yeah.
The assists for him even include touching it 4 passes back. Oh no, it must be an assist. He's such an important player for them.
Yeah. One thing we will see here, I know it's not necessarily related to the result, but what you're going to see is you're going to see Nigeria's green strip for the first time, the really flashy one, and you're going to see the Icelandic clap. It's going to be probably one of the most characteristic games that we'll see at this World Cup, which is quite nice as well. So, final overriding opinion for yourself?
Iceland, narrow win.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.
Welcome to Nigeria, where cocoa, wheat, peanuts and cotton crops are the most profitable. The Yoruba Society has the highest rate of twin births at 4.5% in the world. One possible reason is the high consumption of yams, which contain a natural chemical which stimulates the ovaries to release an egg from each side. And Africa's oldest boat is in Nigeria. The Dufana canoe is over 6,500 years old.
Another very colourful country file there as well to boot. And we now move on to the final game taking place on Friday. And this one, in my opinion, will be very tight because Serbia against Switzerland, kind of hard to call. It's pretty level in the betting as well. Perhaps Lee could steer us in one direction or another.
The World Cup with William Hill.
We're live for every second of the tournament with in-play stats, best bets and updates from our World Cup reporters. Listen and bet at williamhill.com or on the app.
The World Cup on InPlay Radio.
The second game on Friday from Group E takes place at 7 o'clock and it sees us going back to Kaliningrad, the famous sinking stadium at the World Cup as well. It's Serbia against Switzerland. Serbia won 1-0 in their opening game. They beat Costa Rica, of course, and Switzerland drew 1-1, a plucky draw with Brazil as well, because it looked like at times they were going to get overrun. The betting is relatively tight for this one. Serbia 8-5, the draw 15-8, Switzerland 19-10. Out of all the games taking place on Friday, I think this is probably the most difficult to predict.
Yeah, let's be fair, we've picked the worst day to try and pick bets out. I'm looking for help around the office. We thought we were recording this in the office as we go through the World Cup. And I'm looking for help around the office from some of our guys, but there's just blank faces everywhere I look. It's a tricky game. I mean, you're immediately drawn towards the draw. One, because I think Serbia with that win in the group as it stands before this group of games, we're recording this before Friday, they know that they're in a really good position to get out of this group now. Obviously the win would be brilliant here, but I think Switzerland are a cagey side. I think they showed, they're not a side, like you draw Switzerland in a World Cup qualifying group and you're England and you go there and you think, we'll win that. But then suddenly you get into tournament football, they're one of those sides you think, quite tricky, quite a tricky team to get past. The draw would be something that I'm looking at. They've lost just one of the last 23 matches. Switzerland. That was a 2-0 defeat to Portugal in a qualifier in October of last year. 1-16, drawn 6. Some record that. Then some teams. Look at the friendly in March. They put 6 past Panama. They're a decent side, but they get the job done. Again, they're a very well drilled team. So they can score goals when they need to. Just great. World Cup qualifiers. It's an easy group. They had Faroe Islands and Andorra in their group. So, and Latvia as well. So they're scoring goals against them. But 5-2 against Hungary in qualifying. So decent team. Serbia as well. A very good team. I think this will be a decent European game. I think it'll be a bit like a Champions League match. Going to be between two decent kind of nations in the earlier group stages. I can see goals. I can see both teams scoring in this one. Steven Zuber has been involved in 6 goals in his last 6 international starts for the Swiss and scored their equaliser against Brazil. And then on the other side of it, Aleksandar Mitrovic has scored 14 in 17 starts for Serbia. Didn't have the greatest game against Costa Rica, admittedly. He had 4 of the 10 shots and didn't find the net. But, you've got to be in it to win it. And he's 4-1 on the enhanced odds to score, which is a decent one. And that's for him to score and Serbia to win. So if you're looking at Serbia, I'd probably look at him to get on the score sheet. And if you're looking at the Swiss and you can't pick a winner in the match, and you just want to go on the goal scorers, then maybe look at Steven Zuber, 18-5 to get another goal here. And like I said, involved in 6 goals in the last 6 international starts, 2 assists in there, but 4 goals, and already got a goal in the tournament. We've seen a couple of players score in the second group games already, so I wouldn't put anyone off that. I think it's a decent price at 18-5, but. Draw for me, I'm afraid, Mark. I know it's sitting on the fence, but I can't really separate them. The traders can't separate them, and neither can I. I just think maybe match result and both teams to score 16-5.
Yeah, I'd probably be swerving that, because if you look at the run of Switzerland games without defeat, as you say, there's a lot of clean sheets in there, and I think Serbia are built on a solid defensive platform as well. So I think it will be one of those games where maybe the odd goal might nick it, or they'll just cancel each other out. I think that's probably the most likely outcome. I do like the point about goal scorers, though, and you mentioned in passing there, Aleksandar Mitrovic. He had a great chance in that first game. He was through on goal, and he was 1-on-1 with the keeper, and he just didn't put it far enough past the keeper, if you like. It was a simple save in the end. He spread himself quite well, the goalkeeper. But we've seen time and time again for Fulham at the back end of the season when the pressure was on. He's kind of the man that if he's centre of attention, he'll rise to that. That occasion, and I think that was the trouble with him at Newcastle, is that he was coming off the bench, and I think he sulks a little bit if he's not the main man. But he's been starting. He started the first game for Serbia, and I think we could see a big performance.
7-4, it's a decent price, isn't it?
Yeah.
If they're going to be goals, he'll be. Well, he said he had 4 of the 10 shots against Costa Rica, so give him another 3 or 4 shots, and you'd imagine with his record that he'd manage to score a goal or two. I like either though. On this kind of game where I can't really decide on the, I've got a strong feeling about the actual match result, I'd probably go for a little, a nice little bet on a goal scorer. I think there'll be more goals than you do, but Mitrovic versus Zuber. I might just go Mitrovic with Uno on that, yeah, if I was picking one of those. But I'm going to stick with that, you know, draw and both teams to score. I think both teams will get on the score sheet. I think it'll be a bit more open. Because, you know, let's not forget that Switzerland do need to go out and, you know, and get the points. You know, I know they had a great result, but still only 1 point.
Yeah.
And look, maybe they'd expect to go and beat Costa Rica in their final group game, and they've got that up the sleeve. But still, I think they've still got to go out there and make sure they get a positive result here. So, I think both teams to score on the draw for me.
Yeah, it keeps it in their hands, doesn't it, if Switzerland do get something here? Because if they don't, then that point against Brazil is kind of worse, isn't it? Because Brazil are going to win their next game. I'm expecting them to. So they'll be on 4 points. Serbia will be sitting on either 3 or 4 points. Six or 4 points if Switzerland don't get a result.
Yeah.
And then suddenly Switzerland are hoping to beat Costa Rica and hoping that Brazil do them a favour, and that's not a situation you want to be in either. So
we're going behind the curtain here, but you do realise that this will be being played after the Brazil game.
Yes.
So you've just said that they will win, so you could look odd and daft if they've drawn.
Well, I'm so confident I'll say they have won.
Oh, I like it. I do like that.
And then I'll look foolish if they haven't. There was one other thing I want to mention here as well, Lee. I think bookings and cards could be quite an interesting play here, because if you look at the players. We know Serbia are quite a physical side. I know it's almost a cliche, but you look at the players that they have and how they played in the first game, and they've also got players for, like Granit Xhaka for Switzerland, who at times for Arsenal has been a walking yellow card. I think the bookings markets could be an interesting way into this game if you can find one. It's one that you could do the hashtag your odds. Of course, you could include Xhaka to be booked and then 2 goals in the match or something like that. You know, just add that as a little booster to your price. It might be a way into the game as well.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.
It could be a pretty tight affair when Serbia meets Switzerland. It could go either way. So whichever way you're leaning, we have some enhanced odds for you. Alexander Mitrovic had a great chance to score in Serbia's opener, and he'll get chances again here. For Mitrovic to score in a Serbia win, it's been enhanced from 7-2 out to 4-1. And if you're leaning towards the Swiss, their experienced number 9, Haris Seferovic, to score and Switzerland to win. That was 7-2. We've pushed that out to 4-1 as well. So there you go. Look ahead to Friday's games at the World Cup. Day 9 of the 2018 World Cup. Plenty to look forward to there. Of course, you can send us your requests for specific bets as well. Hashtag your odds to @WilliamHill on Twitter if you want to get involved with that and get some of your fancies priced up as well. And very best of luck with whatever you're backing on the Friday. Enjoy the games, and we'll be back tomorrow on the World Cup Daily Podcast here at William Hill.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.